Hey, this is Heidi Miller with my first post-blog her audio boo. And this is to share a recent blog entry that I wrote. And it's because it was so interesting to me. It was really just recapping and sort of summarizing this study that iPressroom came out with. It's the 2009 Digital Readiness Report. Main author on it was our good friend Eric Schwartzman of the Spinfluencer blog, along with collaboration of Tom Smith, Don Spetner, and Barbara McDonald, that last being from PRSA. And the goal of the report was to look at organizations and see how different companies are integrating online practices like social media and Twitter, social networking sites, and then other online more traditional practices like email campaigns, and to reach some kind of conclusion. Now, the press release, interestingly enough, really focused on hiring practices for PR specialists, and coming to the conclusion that social media skills are nearly as important as traditional media relations skills when hiring new PR personnel. But when I looked at the report, that was really just the last third of the report that covered hiring practices. The rest of it I thought was a lot more interesting, especially when you're talking to clients about why they should participate in social media. And you know, basically the answer is because this is the trend. This is who's participating. They interviewed 278 PR marketing and HR professionals, looking at both agencies and client side, so different organizations and not-for-profits from small to mid-sized to large companies, large being defined as over $1 billion in annual revenues. Now, what I thought was most interesting was the first question, which was, which of the following activities does your organization currently employ as part of its web-based communications? And email marketing was still the highest ranked with over 80%, but social networking came next above search engine optimization. Let me say that again. So more companies said that rated social networking higher, more essential to web-based communications than search engine optimization. That's huge. To me, that's quite substantial. And next, underneath that, microblogging services like Twitter, blogging, podcasting, or RSS, which are now practically old-fashioned in the social media world, web content management. And I thought that was really interesting. Microblogging, did you notice microblogging topping blogging as a tool? More companies using microblogging, saying that's essential to their communication, 62% versus 59%. Not by much, but it's there. And I would guess, my conclusion is that's because it's much easier to use. Whether you're a small company or a large corporation, it's really easy to implement a Twitter strategy, much more so than coming up with really great deep blog content on a regular basis. So the full entry is currently at the top of my site at heidi-miller.com. That's heidi-miller.com. If you get this audio boo a little bit later, you can always just look to in the category, or you can look under the keyword social media and find my report on the study. Would love to know your thoughts on this. If you want to leave a blog comment, Twitter comment, or can you comment on audio boo? Still getting used to that.